When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. We are three lifelong gamer dads, and today we have a bonus round draft and tournament ready for you all. I am your host, Paul, and joining me, he'd make for a great roommate with his inventions like the Jewel Cool. It's Josh.
Oh, man. Just think how cool you would be or like parts of you would be.
Parts.
You know, I'm not an engineer, but I am a problem solver. And, yo, if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. All right, you were late. Let's count on you.
Thanks, Vanilla Ice. All right, and then joining us, I know he'd make for a bad roommate because one time 20 years ago, he ate my entire box of Wheat Thins in one sitting. It's Ryan.
Hey, you know, that lost marathon we did made me very, very nervous.
So. Yeah, did it. I love bringing that up because I could not care less at all, but I was a very, very poor college student. And I remember, like, at the time, we were all just teenagers eating all of our parents' food and we didn't care, right? You just eat without any kind of consequence. And then as soon as I moved out and I bought like a $4 box of Wheat Thins, Ryan came over and I think you spent the night. And you ate the whole box in one sitting.
Demolished that box of Wheat Thins.
And I was like, Ryan, that was $4.
That was my school, because at the time when you were living at that condo, I was in I think senior year of high school, so I would get out at like 12:30. I'd go to the gym, I'd come to your house, and then we would just play games or watch TV or do whatever and hang out, and then usually I'd probably crash there and then go to school the next day or whatever. I never went home anymore in senior year. Yeah. So, no, I. Sorry, buddy. I'll get you a box.
And so much lost on DVD. Yes. Watched so many. My favorite thing about living in that house, though, is that if I ever didn't have my key or if the front door was locked, Ryan would scale up to my roommate's second story balcony. And just like a ninja could climb the stucco on the outside and then would climb in through Eric's window and unlock the front door. It was great.
No lie. My brother ended up renting a house like two condos over from that 10, 12 years later. And it brought back so much memories walking up there. I'm like, oh, I climbed up that thing a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah. Got your ninja on. All right. So before we start today's bonus round episode here, we do want to give a very special shout out to a new Patreon supporter. Woo! We had someone sign up with Epic Status. They are not in our Discord server, but we do want to give a shout out to Patreon user Drazalol, I think is how it's pronounced. But we want to say thank you for signing up with Epic Status. We so appreciate it.
Coming in, Epic. Now get your tail in the Discord and say hi to everybody.
Yeah, get in and tell us how your name's pronounced. Yeah. Maybe Droz?
I think it's Droz LOL.
Drazalol. Drazalol.
Oh, that sounds like a medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're 24 to 35, take Drazalol.
Yeah.
May cause death, paralysis.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then also we have just a little bit of an announcement. Josh, do you want to talk about how we're shaking up our Patreon tiers a little bit?
I mean, this is a big announcement if you ask me, Paul, but we are shaking up our Patreon tiers. You know, the podcast continues to grow. Thank you so much to everybody out there for the incredible support. As we grow, we try to tweak things a little bit to make things even better for you and to make sure that we can keep up with everything as well. So I'm pretty excited about these. We'll see what people think, but I think this is a phenomenal thing that we're doing here. So basically what we used to do is if you signed up for Legendary, you got to pick a game that we would deep dive. And, you know, that has been phenomenal. The support there has been incredible. We have played some games that honestly I never would have picked up in a million years because of that. The issue with that is, as nice as it is that sometimes on a year like this year, we have so many releases coming out that we went, man, we got to kind of change things a little bit. So, so what we are going to do is instead of a deep dive, we are going to give anybody that signs up their a bonus episode. So this will be an extra episode. Anytime somebody signs up for Legendary, they get to pick the topic for the episode. So just like this bonus round, right? We are going to do best characters to have as a roommate. And you can be like, I want to come up with some silly topic. You can do that. We will actually record an episode of a topic of your choice and then publish it to the world. So you get to be the hero, bring extra content to everybody. But just to spruce that up just a little bit, if you stay Legendary for 6 months, on top of the bonus episode that you get, after 6 months, we will let you pick a deep dive for us to do on top of that. So, I mean, if you want to be a hero to the world and bring more multiplayer gaming podcasts to everybody out there, this is your opportunity.
And where can they do that, Josh?
MultiplayerSquad.com.
My favorite website.
All right.
All right. And this is also one reason why all of our listeners should make sure to follow the podcast, because even though we do regularly release our episodes on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, once we're starting to release bonus content here or there, you're going to want to make sure you don't miss it. So make sure to hit the follow button. And also, we'd love to have you join our Discord server, whether you are Drozlol or not. Come follow us. There is a link in that episode description. We'd love to have you here. And is that it? Do we have anything else to announce?
We are changing our epic tier as well. So I won't make this too long here because you guys know I love to talk. But if our epic supporters, which Drozlol is now one of, thank you very much. We've got a bunch of other ones. But what we're going to do is starting as of this episode, if you stay epic for 6 months, we are going to have a community night on our Discord server where we will dedicate that in your honor. We will play games with the community. Maybe it's Jackbox Party, Quiplash, whatever, a game that the whole community can come together and play, maybe Among Us or, you know, something fun that everybody can hop in and play together. And again, you get to be the hero in that case, because we will dedicate that to you as a celebration for saying, hey, thanks for supporting the podcast.
Yep. And I think that's it. So, you know, we'd love to have you guys come join us on Patreon and in Discord. Make sure to do that. And then for today's episode here, in case you are new to the podcast or maybe you haven't run across this format episode before, we are going to be drafting characters that we believe would be the best roommate. So this is going to work exactly like a fantasy football draft. We are going to go four rounds, which means each of us will be selecting four characters to have as a roommate. It will be snake style. So here for this draft in round one, it is going to be me, Ryan, Josh, which means in round two, it'll go in reverse, Josh, Ryan, me, and we'll go until we have selected all 12 characters, and then we will match them all up against one another, March Madness style. We will engage in some light debate and banter, and we will professionally present our case for why our pick should be the winner, and then we will ultimately vote. And we'll see which character comes out on top as the overall winner of the draft. I think for a lot of our listeners, this is their favorite format. I love doing them. I think it's so fun. I love having the first half be the draft and the second half being the actual tournament. And a little bit of light competition never hurt anyone. So we'll see who comes out on top this
Suckers
time.
Suckers are going down.
Bring it on.
I believe
baby.
I won the last draft.
Oh, whatever.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see who that. Takes this one.
Hindsight is 20/20, Paul.
Sure is. All right. So I get to kick this draft off. Now, this is an interesting one because, like, I don't know what qualifies as a good roommate. I think there's a lot of criteria you can look at. I think this might be the worst draft to have the number one overall pick, because I think there's no clear consensus winner. I'm just going to go with who I legit think would be the best roommate. I don't know if this is anywhere on your guys' radar or not, but I'm just going to go ahead and take Batman. So I want Batman to be my roommate.
He's never there.
Now, there's a few reasons why. First of all, Bruce Wayne's not going to run late on rent. All right. I don't need to worry that my roommate's going to leave me holding the bag. It's not going to happen. You know, if I ever need to borrow the car, you know, I can ask Batman to borrow the Batmobile, which I think is pretty awesome. And I'm just assuming that he's going to bring Alfred with him. So I'm not going to have to worry about cooking or cleaning. The place is going to get taken care of. So, you know, and if anything goes down, who better to have in your corner than Batman? So that's what I'm going to do here with the number one overall pick.
I don't know. Maybe an actual superhero with real powers.
Ooh, superhero shots fired.
Like a boring superhero like Superman?
Oh, you mean the one that can just lift trains and giant statues and anything that he wants to do, and he can fly and do all this crazy stuff? You mean that?
I have such a good slanderous argument against Batman, but I'm going to save it for later.
Sure, save it. All right, Ryan, coming to you. Who's the first character you're going to draft here?
Well, for me, on the terms of wealth and riches and fame and adventure, I'm going to go with the beautiful, the stunning, the amazing. Don't you,
I know who you're taking, and it was who I was going to take.
The lovely Lady Croft.
Yeah, that's the right pick, man.
You mean the character that's less strong as Batman and less rich?
Wow. Really? Because she's pretty rich, and I've seen her climb mountains with her bare hands, Paul.
Bare hands, and she didn't have to eat food to keep her stamina up, you know?
Yeah, oh, that's very true.
Sure. All right, I won't slander the pick too much. I'll hold off until a little later, as Josh also mentioned.
That was my number one. I did not think for a second that she would fall to my pick, but I got my hopes up when Paul went Batman, and then I knew Ryan would take
you
it.
You should have known better.
Well, Lara Croft did win a previous draft, so we'll see if she can maybe take the cake a second time.
Yeah. All right. So I really tried to think outside the box on this one, guys. And, you know, normally I try to take early picks that I think maybe you guys have a chance of taking. In this case, I'm not worried one bit. I don't think any of you have any of these people on your list, to be honest with you. So my first pick is going to be Mimir from God of War.
Brother, cold brother. Brother, over here. Come get me. Brother, hold off. Brother.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sure. Yeah, okay.
Are you going to wear him on your belt buckle?
No, I'm not going to wear him. That's disrespectful.
Leave
him
on
Kratos.
The table.
Okay. It'll yeah. What? Okay, number one, we're talking best roommates here. All right. Mimir, he's not going to take up very much space, right? So I get the whole apartment or house to myself. All I got to do is just have a little counter for him to chill on, maybe a paintbrush and some canvas or something for him. He's the smartest man alive. He can see basically, you know, into other realms. He knows everything. He's got a fantastic accent. What better person to just sit and have a conversation with? You know what makes God of War 2018 so great? When you're paddling around the canoe and Mimir is telling you a story, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, Mimir, tell me a story, man. Having a party? He's the life of the party. His eyes glow. What a cool party trick. So, I mean, in all actuality, if I'm thinking, hey, who is going to be the best roommate out there? Mimir, top notch, buddy.
You're not concerned some people nope. might be put off by the fact that he is a decapitated head.
No, it's Mimir. People know. And he'd just greet them right away. You know, he'd be like, hello, brothers. Or whatever the accent is that he does that
no,
I can't do.
No, keep going,
do.
Josh.
So,
no,
you're doing so
I just realized I thought myself into a corner right there, man, because I was like, well, now I got to do it. I got to do the accent. And then I butchered it, and I just I ran the white flag up
speaking
right away.
Speaking of his accent, though, I listened. This is how much I like his accent. The audiobook for the first God of War 2018 is voiced by the voice actor of Mimir.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, if anyone gets it on Audible or anything, not a sponsor of the show. it is voiced by him, which is really cool to hear, you know, as he reads it through.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Mimir's not going to borrow any of your clothes.
Exactly,
so that's another
man.
Bonus.
Exactly. He's not dirtying up dishes. I mean, really, ideal.
You're
going
to have to feed him. You're going to have to hand feed him all his meals.
Like,
Josh.
He's immortal. He doesn't need to eat.
He doesn't eat or drink or anything. He just sits there and has good conversation.
What more could you ask for in a roommate?
Is it established he doesn't have to eat?
Yes.
I feel like he eats or drinks at some point in God of War.
Where's it going to go, Paul?
It doesn't matter. He's a decapitated head, Josh.
I know. He doesn't have a stomach.
Magical being.
He doesn't need to eat.
I like how that's the preposterous part, is where does the food go?
Yeah. Let's be reasonable here, Paul.
All right. So, Josh, you're on the turn. You get to now select the first pick of the second round. Who are you going to take here?
I am going with my girl, D.Va.
Wow. Cringe.
As a roommate, Overwatch. I know this is, you see, you guys, I bet she's not even on your list, is she? Either one of you.
No,
but let me tell
you
why.
On the list.
Yeah, you know why? Because you guys don't think creatively like I do. Okay, number one, D.Va, gamer, you've got a buddy to play video games with all the time. Number two, rich. She's famous. She's filthy, stinking rich. Okay, so you don't have to worry about rent. There's your Batman argument. Okay, she's going to buy all the Doritos and Mountain Dew you want. Okay, the mech, her mech Taki, which I had to look up because I didn't know the name of the mech, but I do my research for these podcasts. So Taki, you get to take Taki out on the town. Hey D.Va, I gotta run the store, you mind if I take Taki for that? Yeah, go ahead, it's fine. What, like, what more could you ask for?
How much time?
All right,
you got
D.Va, I did not see D.Va going this early in the draft.
See,
I think there's a reason we didn't see D.Va going.
Well, because you guys didn't think about best roommate qualities.
Do we put in the Mario death sound here after that pick, Ryan?
No, what? Okay, all right, wait a minute. You both legitimately tell me that you would not like to take the mech suit out on the town.
Rather take the Batmobile out on the town.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
okay, the thing that can't fly?
All right. Well, Josh, I like your pick. I think there's about 15 Overwatch characters
no
I would
way.
Take above D.Va. But
no way, man. Gamers. Well, okay. How many of them are gamers, Paul?
I sure. You can game with D.Va. It's going to be great.
How many of them are rich?
All right. Moving on to Ryan.
I don't like where this is going already.
Round two, pick two. Ryan, who are you going to take?
Well, for my second pick, I'm going to go with myself as Arthur Morgan.
Hold up. Easy. Eat, boy. Good boy. Now, now.
Yeah.
A man who can drink you under the table. The table, I say. And when someone comes around, they say, you better do this. He said, I don't know, Dutch.
that was pretty good.
Not bad.
The very last line, the front part was terrible, but
all right. So Arthur, what makes you want to take Arthur?
That's the only one I practice. I don't know Dutch. I always say it to my wife. I think Arthur would be a great roommate because he will also always be gone on his crazy adventures. He'd be part of his gang, and then he can always be the muscle when you're back at your house. If he comes back around, he's going to crash just like I did. I'd come in, I'd get all my ammo, refill, do all the things I need to do, boom, and then fast travel out of there and go off and gallivant through the plains or whatever else the heck I'm going to do and rob trains and whatnot.
Are you going to borrow his horse and go out on the town? Is this a bragging point?
Absolutely. speaking of the horses, though, in Red Dead, it's kind of a running joke in my house because me or my son have killed like all the horses we have, and I named them after an accident, and I named them after my wife. So I'm on like my wife's name is Sarah, and I'm on like Sarah 5.0 right now. Between all the horses, we just keep killing them. But yeah, I'm Arthur Morgan mainly because I just wanted to say I don't know Dutch.
Oh, I love all the videos of people accidentally punching their horse instead of getting on top of the saddle just by, you know, hitting the wrong button.
Yep.
Okay, Arthur Morgan. Interesting. I thought we would probably have a Red Dead character go because there's like 40 to pick from. So, all right. Not a bad pick. I now have the last pick in round two, and I'm going to go with something a little strategic here. Normally, I would not take this in the second round, but Well, actually, I get my two back-to-back. All right, first, I am going to take another Overwatch character, someone I would rather room with over D.Va. I'm going to say Zenyatta.
Experience tranquility.
Oh, you want a guy preaching to you nonstop about how you should... I thought about Zenyatta, but I was like, dude, I'd want to just kick him out after a while.
I don't think Zen is too preachy, but...
You should not sleep until 9 o'clock, boy.
Zen's not going to say that.
Oh, you don't think so?
I will not juggle. Like, those are his voice lines. Look, Zen is quiet, right? He's a quiet roommate. He's not going to be making too much noise. If you get hurt, he can heal you. I don't see D.Va doing that. But at the same time, he can also deal out damage. He knows when it's necessary to deal some damage. So I feel like he can help me in a back alley fight if I need it. If I need healing, he can take care of that too. So, you know, Zenyatta's great. He's also an Omnic. So being machine, I feel like he's a little more predictable. I know what I'm signing up for. I think if we're realistically thinking about who you want to live with, the normal day in, day out, I think Zen is going to be an ideal roommate.
How's he going to pay his rent, Paul? You're going to have to cover his rent for him.
In love and
affection. He's a monk. He doesn't work.
Okay, maybe I didn't think about the,
yeah,
the rent part.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not worried about it. It's going
to
be just
fine. You mocked my D.Va pick, so I have to return.
All right, so I will take Zen to close out round two. And then starting round three, this is where I'm going to do... A little, actually, before we do that pick, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back and then we'll start round three.
Awesome teaser, Paul. Love it.
All right. We're now back. Yeah. I know how to do those reads, Josh. Yeah. I watch sport. I listen to sports radio. After this break, I'm going to tell you why Zenyatta is the ideal roommate. All right. So here we are starting out round three. I feel like this is where I need to be a little strategic because I don't know if this character is going to survive coming back to me. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to draft Cortana.
I thought about Cortana. That was a good idea. Yeah, that's a good pick. Where's the strategery here, Paul?
Well, I feel like there's a very high chance one of you two would draft her anyway. Cortana has been drafted in previous drafts.
Oh, yeah.
I know we are all Halo fans. And I just felt like she's probably the most in competition on my list, so I'll put her in here. I love the idea that if I'm just like going about life, she can just talk to me through an earpiece. She's gonna like tell me people's names that I might forget or who people are. She can give me strategy as I just go through life. You know, I feel like she's gonna be an asset in all areas. She can hack computers. So I don't know, if I go to one of your guys' houses and I want to know what you're saying about me in your DMs to one another, she can hack, figure out what those things are. And she has a good soothing voice and a good sense of humor. I think all that goes a long way.
It's not a bad pick.
All right. So I will lock in Cortana here for the beginning of round three. And then, Ryan, we are coming back to you.
For me, for my third pick, I am going to go as a, I guess, kind of a history buff and someone who likes adventure and to explore, and will probably try to find anyone I can tag along with on those said adventures. I'm going to go with Nathan Drake.
Strangers try to kill me, leave my map on a burning plane. Plane is missing, most likely dead. That's great. It's a great start, Nate.
Okay.
So, yep. he's going to have treasure. He can pay his rent. He's going to have stories from all his adventures, so we can sit there. He can sling me some beers. You know, it's good to go. So I think I would be a good asset to him, and he'd be a good asset to me as roommates.
I was just going to ask how you're going to feel about watching Nathan Drake and Lara Croft start dating right in front of you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, just you know, is there any jealousy factor? Because that whole roommate situation,
I'm already
can get awkward
jealous
then.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. Are we getting rid of Sarah 5.0 at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Just it's gonna think be, about these things when
it's
you're
gonna
building
be Drake the... no point oh in a heartbeat.
I like that you're really doubling down on this kind of character, because Lara and Nathan are just like male and female counterparts. They're basically the same person.
Which is what, I mean, this is what I love. I'm a history buff guy, and I love exploring. I'm an outdoorsman, so I love going outdoors and doing all that stuff. So that aspect of it, you know, being able to go out and do those things would draw me into that for sure. But yeah, I didn't think about that, Josh. Thanks for ruining my little perfect world.
It's all competition, man. I gotta knock you guys down so I can win this one.
Wait, well, this is not all of them in one house. This is just
these are roommates. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is not a Big Brother situation. Yeah,
that is true. But
obviously, Lady Croft is number one.
How dare you shoot down my argument?
I like Nathan. Nathan Drake is a good pick. He, I think, is probably the most fun hang of anyone we have drafted.
Yeah, are you
so
kidding
far.
Me?
Yeah.
And then you're at a bar, you could get in a bar fight with him.
He'd never played the games. Don't know him.
What?
He's just a stranger to me.
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, Josh has no Uncharted experience.
I forgot that.
Heathen. All right. Well, Josh, we're coming back to you. You get your last two picks of the draft. I can't believe how quickly we're flying right through this. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
So we're going to close out round three here. Who are you going to take?
You guys are going to laugh at me, but I mean, maybe I'm not going to win, but I'm going to have the funnest house imaginable.
It's not Big Brother.
It's not Big Brother, but hey, you know what? Maybe it will be, because first I'm going Claptrap, baby.
Oh, now, this is the worst pick.
Okay,
I wrote down
and I said Paul is going to disagree instantly. And then I said, is he annoying? Maybe. Is he funny? Heck yes. And Claptrap's going to make you feel better about your own life, because that poor guy is doomed for nothing good to ever happen to him. Is his voice a little annoying? Some people think so. I find it funny, personally. I'd have a conversation with Claptrap any day of the week. I would 100% hang out with this dude any day.
Keep your wits about you, minion. This glacier's run by a bandit named Captain Flint. The jerk kept me as his torture plaything for a few months. We play games like dodge the blowtorch and don't get dunked into the pool of acid. I was really good at the first one.
He knows how to party. He's always looking for a party. Claptrap just wants to have a good time. You know what I want to do? I want to have a good time.
Do you want to go to his birthday party, which has 12 pizzas and it's just you and him?
Yes! Who doesn't want to eat 12 pizzas? You've proven my point, Paul.
All right, you sold me. I'm in.
Yes!
I'm coming over to the party.
Also, the other thing is Claptrap is a good friend, man. He will do anything he can to cheer you up if you're having a bad day. As long as he's not burning down the house, which is a possibility, but if he's not, I think you've got a great friend on your hands too. And he's a robot, so again, he's not going to steal your box of Wheat Thins.
That is true.
I might
be remembering this wrong, but so he's in Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, right? Doesn't he send you on a few missions just to get his items, even though he knows you might die? He's not the most loyal. He's not the most loyal.
He asks you to. You don't have to. He asks you to do that.
Sure. All right. Now, I knew that we have drafted Claptrap before, so I had to do a quick search, and I drafted him in Characters to Hire. Do you remember what position I gave Claptrap in my office?
Janitor?
Janitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would be a good janitor. I stand by that.
He's going to clean my house on top of everything else. You guys are... Oh, thank you, Paul. Thank you.
The question is the annoyingness. Like, if you think about what makes a bad roommate, I think most people would think annoying and not clean. And Claptrap is very annoying. So that's going to be a hard thing to overcome.
Paul,
but I hear you.
I got an honest question. Do I ever annoy you?
Not
the answer
generally.
Is yes, by the way. The answer is yes.
Only.
And we're amazing friends.
Only when you sick our listeners on me for no reason. Here I am just like enjoying my stuff and you're like, go get him. Go annoy Paul randomly on Discord.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I find that a little annoying.
I rest my case, Paul.
Sure. There you go. So you relate personally to Claptrap.
Yes.
He's
a fun dude. He's like my, you know, my brother from another mother, man.
All right. Claptrap. There are some picks in this draft I did not see coming. All right.
See?
We are now in round four, last three picks of the draft. Josh, you get to finish out your team. Well, not team, but, you know, your last pick. Who are you taking?
All right. You know what? We've all picked these really creative, you know, really over the top,
really wise, world-renowned smart characters. Picks.
What?
Really wise, smart yeah, picks.
Wise, smart picks. I got Mimir and all that. You know what? The best roommate is man's best friend.
Okay.
And I need a dog in my life. I'm picking dog meat. Dog meat is going to be the best roommate imaginable. He's just going to hop on the couch with you. He's going to greet you when you come home. You know, I mean, I need a dog, man. And what more famous, better companion than dog meat from the Fallout series? I'm picking him up. He's going to come live with me. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to fawn over him. He's, you know, they're going to be, oh, look at your dog, man. So he's going to be popular with everybody. That's my pick.
And how's he going to pay for his rent, Josh, to throw
he
that one back
need
at you?
To. His love is how he's going to pay for it, Paul.
He's going to run around finding bottle caps, bring them back to you.
Hey, for you.
Paul, you're my best ally in this draft. Yes.
And what good are bottle caps in our world?
Well, you never know.
That's the joke.
You know?
Until it gets
all right,
there.
All right, dog meat. I can definitely say I did not see dog meat getting drafted.
I equally did not see dog meat getting drafted, but yeah, for those who don't know, dog meat is sweet.
I do have a question for both of you. Do you guys both like dogs?
Yes.
Both like dogs?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, just making sure.
We're all dog people. We're a very dog-friendly podcast.
That's very true.
All right. Well, Ryan, are you going to draft Roach from The Witcher? Are we going to like continue
can't have
this animal
Roach in
theme?
An apartment?
Who said it's an apartment?
Plus, Roach doesn't
listen. We're just
listen.
Roommates.
You can't tell me how to live my life.
All right, so Ryan, your last pick. Who are you going with?
Oh man, well, this is a hard one because there's so many things you know you factor in to a roommate. For me, what I want is somebody who's able, who can help defend me.
Okay,
who has many, many good stories to tell. And always got a good pack of cigs on hand. So I'm going to go with my boy, Solid Snake.
There it is.
Yep.
The obligatory Metal
you
Gear
know,
reference.
You know you couldn't get away with it. You know, it's got to be there.
Snake, are you okay? Snake! Snake!
Mr. Snake, he's here. He's gonna help me through any situation I need. He's going to give me some crazy long 80-minute cinematic cutscene every time we talk. So we'll be set, and then I'm sure he's got, you know, overseas accounts or whatever he needs to do on offshore stuff. So he with Big Boss and everything, he's set. So we'll be good on rent and fees and dues, and then he'll be gone on 2-month missions and I won't have to deal with anything for a while. So
now, are you worried that you're going to go to open a box of things that you've packed and all of a sudden Snake's just going to jump out and scare you half to death? Because this isn't a possibility.
So good.
I'm just picturing Snake like crawling from the bedroom out to the kitchen.
Just across the living room, army
yeah,
crawling.
Yeah. Checking for traps and
people
on
are
high
over.
Alert.
Like, what's wrong with your friend, yeah. Ryan?
It says Ryan stuff. Open it. Huh. Gotcha.
Oh goodness.
All also right. Another series I never played, so
oh my gosh, dude, you're missing out.
I know. Two beloved series, Metal Gear Solid and Uncharted. All right. Well, that's a solid pick. And that means we have one last pick in the draft, and then we'll do some honorable mentions. Don't worry, because I know that there's a lot of good ones to take here.
I got that, by the way, solid pick.
Yeah. Solid pick. Yeah. There you go. Okay. I am going to draft someone that I have taken in a previous draft, and all of my reasonings are going to be exactly the same. They're not going to stand a chance, but I'm going to go with my boy, Jackie Wells.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Wells.
Oh, dang Jackie. It. I always forget about Jackie, man.
Jackie
dang
sweet.
It.
Jackie was the man.
Maybe I should have taken Jackie around earlier, but because I feel like he always dies in round one. But like, if you want to talk about someone fun to hang out with, Jackie is without a doubt the most fun person that we've drafted on this list. We know he's a good dancer. We know he is fiercely loyal. He enjoys a good expensive tequila. He has drinks named after himself at the local bar. I mean, Jackie knows how to have a good time at a party. He is the life of the party, and I think he would make for an excellent friend and an excellent roommate. And since we're on this whole trend of like borrowing transportation, he's got a pretty sick motorcycle you can borrow also. So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take Jackie Wells from Cyberpunk 2077.
I would have went with Pan Am, but you know, whatever.
He's sorry. Yeah.
Sure, because she's a good mechanic. Is that why? Yeah, right.
That's the exact only reason. That's the only reason for sure.
Yeah, I bet. All right. So, what are some honorable mentions here of some people that didn't get taken?
I've got Wheatley from Portal 2. Okay. I know you think he's a bad guy, but he's just misunderstood. And Wheatley is. I actually wrote this down. Hilarious AF. So
Wheatley over GLaDOS, huh?
Yeah. GLaDOS is psychotic, man. Plus, she takes up too much room. She's unless you got her in a potato, she's huge. Wheatley's small, and he can fly. He doesn't, you know, he's not stuck on rails and stuff all the time. I had Marin from Jedi Survivor.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, just you know, she's quiet. Has the Force. No other reasons. And then
The Ryan corollary. That's what we're gonna call this.
Sure.
That's the name.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Ryan? What honorable mentions did you have? Are they all females?
I could. I mean, I had quite an extensive list, but I'm going to go over a couple others. I had Cade Six from Destiny.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rip, rest in peace, little guy. He was just a cool personality, voiced.
That's a fun pick.
Yeah. It would have been cool to be with him. And then another one is Triss Merigold.
Oh, there you go. From The Witcher.
Yeah.
Having a sorceress as a roommate would be handy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, this place is a mess. Just, okay, I got it. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone knows my affinity for redheads. So, yeah. Triss Merigold.
Gotcha. All right. Well, yeah, for my honorable mentions, the ones that we didn't take, I did think it would be very funny to draft Link because he never talks. And I was going to say, all you're going to get are the.
Huh.
Yeah, you're gonna get those sounds.
Also a decent cook.
That was my only other point is that he's a very fast and very good chef. He knows a million recipes.
Problem is everything he touches is gonna break.
Yeah. Well, you can't keep any
man.
Well, yeah. And you can't keep any flowers around the place, that's for sure, because any pots are gonna get wrecked. Commander Shepard, of course, is kind of a fun idea. I was going to ask, can I live with Shepard on the Normandy? Because then that's a huge selling point.
No.
Oh.
And okay, then I'm glad I didn't take Commander Shepard. And then the last one would be Lucio, because
I almost thought like when I was literally wavering between Lucio and D.Va.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, Lucio would be really cool, but sometimes I think you just want peace and quiet. And he'd be all just bopping his music all night. And I'd be like, Lucio, dude, I got to get some sleep, man. I got to go to work in the morning. You know, so.
Yeah, when you sit down for breakfast, have some Lucio O's.
Yeah, it's too early. Too early for that.
Too early.
Yeah. Too early. I'm still waking up, buddy.
Oh, I do like that pick, though. I feel like Lucio is like the Jackie Wells in Overwatch. Yeah. He's the fun of the party.
Speaking of Cyberpunk, though, I did forget. I did have on here Johnny Silverhand.
A known terrorist.
Yeah.
A known terrorist. As a roommate.
But he's got a silver hand. He's a rock star. And he's Keanu Reeves, dude.
Sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
It's not the worst pick in the world. I hear you. All right. So to summarize our draft here, the four that I took are Batman, Zenyatta, Cortana, and Jackie Wells. We have Ryan clocking in with Lara Croft, Arthur Morgan, Nathan Drake, and Solid Snake. And Josh has taken Mimir, D.Va, Claptrap, and Dogmeat. You drafted all one-word names, Josh. None of your people have last names.
Yeah, dude, you don't want to forget your roommate's name when you come home and you're like, hey, dude, what's up, man?
Yeah.
You know, so this way it's easy. You never forget.
Yeah, the most important trait of a roommate is a short name you can remember.
I covered all the bases with this list.
I think that's very funny. All right. Well, we are going to take our last break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to match all these characters up and crown a winner. All right, guys. Round one, match one. We have Batman versus Solid Snake. Now, Ryan, you're at a major disadvantage here because Josh doesn't really know a whole lot about Snake. So I'm kind of curious to see where this one goes. But, I mean... What's your big argument against Batman, Josh, or are you still going to say
I mean,
it?
I don't know. I just don't want, you know, the Joker or you know, showing up at my house looking for Batman when he's not home.
Oh, that's true.
How often do they show up at Wayne Manor?
The one thing I want as a roommate is a guy that basically every villain in the world wants to kill. Well, let me ask you a question, Paul. What happened to Batman's parents?
They got.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Also, you're going to get got.
What happened to his girlfriend?
Oh,
she got gone.
Yeah.
Where is she? Where is she?
She's either in one place or several.
See, that's what they're gonna. That's what he's gonna be saying.
That's why I'm saying, man, I would not want Batman as a roommate.
He's gonna be trying to find Paul. Where's my roommate? Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah, I think you're gonna get killed, Paul. I'm worried for your life.
I think you guys are overestimating how often people find out who Bruce Wayne is. It is not very common.
Okay,
that
but
they
you drafted
that
Batman,
out.
Not Bruce Wayne.
Well, I got news for you, Josh. Bruce Wayne is Batman.
What?
It's the same person.
Thought they kind of look the same from the nose down.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That jawline, you got to recognize it. All right, so. In Batman versus Solid Snake, as much as I love Snake as a character, I'm gonna vote Batman personally.
I'll vote Batman. I don't know Solid Snake, so
I know.
Sorry, Ryan.
All right. I can see. Whatever.
All right. Well, congratulations to Batman for the enthusiastic win in round one. All right, round one match two. this is also gonna be a short argument. Lara Croft versus Dog Meat, which I never thought in my life I would ever say.
Man's best friend is all I'm gonna say. You know, okay.
Give me one benefit of Dog Meat over Lara.
He'll never leave your side. Lara's gonna be gone. How humble is Lara Croft? Like everybody says, oh, Lara Croft, she's rich, she's famous, she travels the world. How humble is she? Is she gonna skip her trip to stay home and make you feel better because you're having a bad day? No, she's gonna be like, that's not my problem. I'm out of here.
Okay, Ryan, do you rest your case or because? You don't need much here, buddy.
You're not in a relationship, dude. It's a roommate. She can do whatever she wants.
I know, but I'm saying Dog Meat would be there for you. He'd just sit on the couch with you. You'd get to scratch him behind his ears. Can you scratch Lara Croft behind her ears? No.
I could try.
It's probably not going to go too well.
I like that your argument is just a normal dog. Like you could pick any dog from any game, and
dogs
the argument
are great,
doesn't change.
Paul. Yes, they're all great.
You would honestly have a better argument if it was like Doug from Up.
Squirrel. Yeah, that can talk.
Then it could talk. Squirrel. But that's that's not from a game, Ryan.
There was Up was turned into a video game.
I'm sure there's a game.
Of course, did it come in a cereal box?
It was probably mobile.
All right, so I'm guessing you guys are picking Lara Croft.
Yes.
Because you both hate dogs. Is that okay? I just want to make sure.
Yes, that's exactly my reasoning. All right, round one, match three. Ooh, I might have a puncher's chance. Mimir versus Jackie Wells.
Ooh. Look, Jackie is a blast, dude. I love Jackie Wells. But this tournament is for the best roommate. Jackie's going to get you in trouble, man. You're going to go to jail. What happened in Cyberpunk, Paul?
If Mimir is your roommate, Odin is after you. And
no,
you're going to get killed.
He's not after Mimir. He's not after Mimir. Jackie, okay, number two, Jackie's dead. So, I mean, you know, which Jackie are you getting? You getting dead Jackie
his
who's
corpse.
Just, you know, is his corpse just chilling in the apartment?
I want to avoid spoiler alerts, but there are other characters drafted that died as well. So
I'm just saying.
To be clear, I did not draft Jackie Wells' dead corpse.
You didn't specify which Jackie Paul.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, sure. Okay.
You know who's not dying? Mimir, because he's immortal.
Yeah, Mimir, I think, is a great counselor. I don't know about roommate. Roommate is gonna be tough. He can't move or walk. You're gonna have to take care of him.
No,
you're babysitting.
You The only thing you might need to do is, like, he's like, hey, can you turn me around? I want to watch TV.
Yeah, it's like, sure, having a, yeah, okay. It's like having a baby in the house. You're going to have to move him.
A baby you don't have to feed, that doesn't poop, that can talk to you, can see everything in the world, has infinite knowledge.
All right. We're going to have to go to Ryan for the deciding pick.
Jackie is a great best friend. I would pick Jackie over Mimir as a best friend, but this draft is for best roommate.
Yeah, as best roommate, I loved Jackie. Jackie was great. He was one of my favorite characters in Cyberpunk when I played. Having said that, I have a big affinity for Mimir. And so I'm going to have to go Mimir on this one. I think, what do you got to do?
It's the right choice.
You got to flip a page for him. Oh, you got to flip a page on a book or, you know, do any of that. He's not going to make a mess. So you're going to just basically be living by yourself, but you have this infinite knowledge head over on your countertop.
Don't forget the great accent.
Yeah. And he's got a great accent. Josh, do it again. Yeah.
No.
Nope. I think he's higher maintenance than you realize, but that's no okay. Way. We'll let Mimir go through round one. Rip Jackie Wells. All right, round one, match four: D.Va versus Nathan Drake.
Ooh,
I'm gonna make the same argument I made against Lara Croft, man.
What?
You know, I don't know Nathan Drake. I hear he's a cool guy, but I mean,
you can't pet him behind his ears. That's your argument, Josh.
Does he have a giant flying mech that you can borrow and take out on the town?
He does not, but he probably
could. They're both rich. Is he a gamer? Does he play video games? Is he really good at them? And that's like his passion in life.
He actually does play video games in one of the games you play.
Does he? I mean, is he world famous for playing video games like D.Va is?
Yeah, no, he's not. But he's also a world traveler, and he's an adventurer, and he's got tons of money.
How does that help you as a roommate?
Many ways.
Yeah. Because D.Va's rich too. So if all you got is he's paying rent, then D.Va's rich also.
Here's the thing. I think D.Va's voice is very annoying.
All right.
That's only because she's in Overwatch. Right. Like, and if she's home, she's taking a break, man. She's off of work. She's chilling. She's not being the super, you know, annoying hyper voice for the cameras.
Yeah, the thing is, I think Nathan Drake would actually be really fun to live with. Yeah. D.Va having a cool mech that can fly, sure, that's kind of cool, neat, man. But I'd rather hang out with the group and have a good time, laugh, have some drinks, enjoy some food together. I'd way rather do that with Nathan.
He'll be gone all the time. He's always going to be traveling. You're never going to get to have drinks with Nathan Drake.
Sorry, D.Va. Unless Ryan is voting for D.Va, D.Va's going to get eliminated. That's all right. We're going to lose some second round picks. I know Zenyatta is doomed. He's coming up here in a minute. All right. So we will let Nathan Drake win this one here with our first upset of the draft. Coming in next, we have Arthur Morgan versus Cortana.
Don't do it to me, Cortana.
I love Arthur Morgan, arguably my favorite protagonist in any game ever.
Yes,
but the dude is so cranky all the time. I don't know that I want to live with Arthur Morgan. He's so cranky. I feel like he's always in a bad mood, unless you get him drinking, and then it's gonna go too far, and you're getting in the slap fight like he did with Lenny.
That sounds
next thing you know,
Lenny.
I love Arthur. I don't know that I want to live with him. This is a tough one for me.
I had the argument. I don't know why I think this, but I'm pretty sure that there's like a 95% chance that this is true. But I feel like Arthur Morgan would be smelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, you know, well, like he's going to come in. He's going to have mud on his boots. He's going to track mud through the house. He's going to be stinky. He's going to get drunk sometimes and be loud and annoying. And it's like, dude, I would love to hang out with Arthur Morgan. But as a roommate, like putting his dirty boots up on the coffee table, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, I think I'm going to go with Cortana on this one. And also, I'm assuming that Cortana can like integrate with your home, like automation system and stuff. And you can just be like, hey, Cortana, can you turn on the lights? You know,
and she's my Google Home or my Alexa.
She's not your Alexa. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, she probably is if she's the roommate.
All right, so are we putting through Cortana? That's another upset? All right, what I'm learning is we really failed in round two. We're getting all the round three people are taking out the round two people. All right, and then our last matchup in round one, we have Zenyatta versus Claptrap.
I'm going with Claptrap. Dude, Zen is the I think Zenyatta's cool, but all you're going to hear is all the stupid sayings that Zenyatta does.
Stupid sayings.
The worm, Paul.
Stupid sayings is what you're worried about.
Yeah, but Claptrap's going to be a better friend. Zenyatta's just going to be like, he doesn't care. He's all transcendent, whatever, you know? It's like, Claptrap, life of the party, great time, upbeat, optimistic. Zenyatta's just going to make me feel bad about every decision that I make.
Oh, I don't know if that's fair. I think Zenyatta is the ideal quiet, calm roommate. He's very chill, very zen. I think it's a good pick, but you're the decision maker once again, Ryan.
And as the decision maker, because I have no, I did not play even close to as much Overwatch as you guys, so I have no decision ability either way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip a coin.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, once
take
you guys...
this for fate, Zenyatta.
Okay, so Paul, you're Zenyatta.
Yeah.
Okay. So head will be Zenyatta, and then tails will be, who are you?
Claptrap.
Okay.
You can't even remember his pick.
No, tails never fails.
That's how much I don't care about Overwatch. All right, here we go.
Tails never fails.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Sure.
Here we go. Tails.
I can't.
Tails. Oh, yeah! Tails.
Claptrap.
All right. So officially, everyone from round two has been eliminated.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, Claptrap making it out of round one. Did not see it coming.
Don't slander Claptrap, Paul. I pick up on your little jabs as you move on to the next round.
Wow, really surprised about that one.
If you Google most annoying video game characters, he pops up on a lot of lists. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
He's just misunderstood is why, because there's a bunch of grumpy people out there that optimism annoys.
Oh, boy. All right. We are now in round two, so we are left with our final six being Batman, Lara Croft, Mimir, Cortana, Nathan Drake, and Claptrap. All so round choices. Two, match one, ironically, these are both of my picks. This worked out to be a very weird draft, guys. We all have our round one and round three picks going against one another. We have Batman versus Cortana.
I think Cortana, man. I'm still going to say I don't want Batman being my roommate, dude. I'm going to be in fear for my life. Every time I hear a noise outside, I'm going to be like, what is that? Who is it? Is it the Penguin? Is it the Joker? Is it whatever some of the other terrible DC villains are? You know?
Okay, so you're saying Batman comes with some negatives. Cortana, you only see as a benefit. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, she can't clean up. She's not a physical person. Like she can't do the dishes. I mean,
she can walk around as a hologram.
Yeah, but she can't interact with anything.
No.
So it's like, I'm sick of vacuuming. I'm sick of doing the dishes. When are you going to pull your weight, Cortana?
She can activate my Roborock vacuum.
There you go.
She can activate it whenever she wants.
Maybe, but I'd still say Cortana's the better choice of a roommate here.
Within a few years, you think they're not going to have, you know...
I just don't want to die. I don't want to die, you know, to Batman's enemies.
Bold takes from Josh. Yeah. I don't want
to
die.
I don't want to die.
In a way, you've actually kind of talked me into Cortana. I think I might want Cortana winning here. What's your vote, Ryan?
That's where I'm at. Yeah, I'm at Cortana. As sweet as Batman is and all the perks of as far as his money, that's really, I mean, what else do you get? Cool toys, cool accessories. I know Josh was freaking out about you can jump in this or that earlier. He's got the Batwing, he's got the Batmobile, all these things, but also you don't want to die.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cortana for me.
Because Alfred is always, you know, in threat of dying in the Batman games.
Yeah. I mean, if he was saying I could come live in the Batcave, that's a different story because it's hidden and secluded. And I'm sure it's got all kinds of traps and stuff, but we're talking like a normal roommate in a normal house.
All right. Then we will give Cortana the win. Round two, match two, Ryan's matchup here. We've got Lara Croft versus Nathan Drake.
Ooh.
Oh, what a showdown.
I legitimately think Nathan is a better pick than Lara. And I will tell you one reason that you may not have considered. we all have wives, all right? My wife's hair is everywhere all the time. I don't know how it happens. It's in the towels. It's in the sink. It's on the shower walls. It's in the shower drains that I have to continually clean out. I feel like with bringing in Laura, you're going to run into some issues here. I think Nathan's actually the more solid pick, but I'm curious to hear what you guys think.
This hair is so beautiful.
Now, as somebody that has played a lot of the Tomb Raider games and not a lot of the Uncharted games, Laura gets beat up a lot, man. Like, is she going to come home and she's going to be like all beat up and bruised and bleeding everywhere and stuff too? And like,
far more likely than Nathan.
Yeah. I mean, does Nathan get beat up a lot and then needs like a bunch of care and stuff like that? Like,
he gets shot at a lot.
Yeah. Both have they're very, very much attackers always coming at them nonstop.
Nathan rarely gets injured. I feel like Laura gets injured more often.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the other problem is I don't know, man. Then it's like, it gets weird, you know, like it could just get weird too. So I'm going with Nathan. Keep things safe, man.
Are you worried about your farts, Josh?
Yes. Like, that's the thing. Like, legitimately, like, you know, like, if Nathan's sitting there, I can just rip one and he'll just fist bump and be like, yeah. Like if it's Laura, I'm going to be like, dude, I can't fart around her.
You're going to need poopery from Costco.
Like, I'm going to feel like I got to suck my gut in every time I walk through the room. You know what I mean? It's just going to be different, man.
That's true. There's a lot more that goes into the, you know.
Yeah.
Lifestyle when you're living around a woman. So
yeah, I'm going with Nathan. That's settled for me.
I get it. No, I get it.
I don't even know. I mean, I know who he is, but I've never played the games, but I just know I don't want to complicate life.
He's the dude he's kind of like the dude. He's fun. He's just a funny, cool guy that always is joking and he's, you know, joking with Sully and whatnot. And so having him as a roommate, I'm not mad.
He's pretty laid back and he's a good time. He's not judgmental. It's a really solid pick. All right. So Nathan Drake will win, which means we are now eliminating our round one pick. So apparently we just crushed this in round three. All right. Last match of round two, we have Mimir versus Claptrap.
Oh, how do you make me pick between my two loves?
It's a real Sophie's choice.
Picking Mimir. That Claptrap dude's annoying, man.
Oh. All right, so you're going Mimir? What about you, Ryan?
Yep, I'm Mimir. That's easy.
Yeah.
All right. I don't vote for either one, so Mimir.
Mimir there it wins. Is again. There's Paul's little jab as we move on to the next one. I finally realized, Paul, this is payback for all the Beatles slander, isn't it?
No. I would never retribute against you, Josh. I did almost tell our listeners, all of you go tell Josh about his Tears of the Kingdom takes. If you're a fan of Zelda, go let him have it. But I did not. I have more class than to ever say that.
My nephew and my sister lit into me. I was playing Diablo, and then they took over the headset from our buddy Andy. And, and it's just my nephew going... Let me tell you something, man. This is one of the best games ever. I'm not standing by while you slant. And he just went on this epic rant. And
in my 11 years of life, I've never heard a more preposterous.
And I was just like, this is great, man. And so, it was pretty good. So, yes, I have taken a little heat for that take, and yet I stand by it 100%.
Oh, yep. It's the I'll only never back time. Down. It's the only time your sister has ever texted me. We are in group chats all the time because we're always planning things as groups or like poker night. And she texted me to just tell me how crazy you were for your takes on Zelda. And I'm like, I'm with you. Yeah. I agree. Oh, I thought that was so funny.
I got your back, buddy.
I was going to say, I'll never cave to the peer pressure.
I'll tell you what, I'll be your roommate.
All right.
Stock up on wheat thins.
I'm really gassy, Ryan. So.
Hey, me too. Don't worry. We'll have poopery for days.
Oh, man.
All right. We are now in the finals. We've got some surprise picks here. We've got Mimir, Nathan Drake, and Cortana. So the way this works is we're just going to match them all up against one another and see who comes out on top. So starting out here, let's do Nathan Drake versus Mimir. I think you guys know I'm voting for Nathan. It's not that I have anything against Mimir, but I feel like he's going to be more work than you realize. Nathan is very low maintenance, so I'm going to go Nathan Drake.
I mean, do you guys want to go with the obvious, you know, oh, yep. Everybody's going to pick.
He went in round three.
So-and-so, Nathan Drake, to win best roommate, because he's handsome and he's rich and he funny. Travels the world and he's funny. Are you going to go with the severed mystical head, you know, with creepy glowing eyes that's just always going to be there for you?
That's a real good sell.
Really sell it, yeah.
Do you want to see my severed? Hey, you want to come inside my apartment and see my severed head?
He can answer anything you want to know.
Glowing eyes.
Yeah, he'll answer any questions.
Yeah, that doesn't sound sketch at all.
By the way, I wear them on my belt.
All right.
I mean, to be fair, you could go out on the town with Mimir too. It's not like he's stuck in the apartment.
No, he's not stuck. You're just gonna have to carry him the whole night. And you put him in a stroller?
I tell you what, I could see like a cutscene where like everyone's tossing around Mimir in like a club, and then he's telling stories.
If you go out with Nathan Drake, you're getting zero attention, dude. Zero. You are a shadow at that point. You go out with Mimir, dude, you're the life of the party. Everybody's coming over to see what's going on.
They're calling the cops. They're saying this guy's holding a severed head.
He'll be talking. He'll be like, no, I'm fine. This is my boy.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
All right. I vote Nathan. Who are you voting, Ryan? You get to pick.
What do you think?
Nathan. All right. That's a vote for Nathan.
Oh. Sorry. All right. Bud. I tried.
Next matchup, Cortana versus Mimir.
I'm going Mimir on this one, man.
I'm voting Cortana because there's no downside.
Cortana is not a great friend. She is not kind. She, you know what I mean? Like, she's not going to sit there and listen to your problems. She's used to Master Chief. She's just going to be like, get over it, soldier, and go get him, you know, or something like that. Like, Mimir is going to be like, I almost tried to do the accent again, but he's just going to be like,
I was waiting for it.
I had to stop myself.
I saw you.
He's going to be like, pull up a chair, brother. You know, like, come tell me your problems. He's going to give you good advice. He's going to tell you some story. By the way, did you know that Mimir was a non-official jester before Odin cut his head off? So he's got a great sense of humor. I'm going Mimir on this one. And it's not just because it's my pick.
Ooh, baby.
You've had a lot of power in this draft, Ryan.
Yeah, I have. And I don't know what this feeling is, but I like it. I like this feeling. I'm much to Paul's chagrin, I'm going to have to go with Mimir.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the right choice.
That's
man.
My boy. No, I loved him in that in that video game series. So, Mimir's my boy.
Okay. So that leaves our final matchup, Cortana versus Nathan Drake. In which case, I vote Nathan Drake.
Yeah, okay, that's Drake.
Yeah. Right. So that means Nathan Drake does take the crown because he has beat out both Mimir and Cortana as the best roommate. Ryan.
Oh, boy.
You have your first victory. You are currently celebrating, dancing in your seat. Do you have any words? Anyone to thank? And any words for the listeners?
First of all, I'd just like to thank the Academy. I couldn't be here without all these fine people.
Preferably into the mic. No one heard any of that.
Nobody knows. Hey, I got bars over here. I think it was a great pick. I think it was very wise by me. And had nothing to do with the fact that I cosplayed him a few years ago. And it looked pretty sweet. So, yeah. He's a good choice.
Round three winner. It's been a while since we've had a round three winner. I think when you won best celebrity to game with, which we crowned Chris Pratt, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I think he was a third round pick as well.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he was early, that's for sure. So,
well, I said before we started this, I said this is deep. Like, you could go a million different directions on where we wanted to pick guys, you know, or girls, whatever, you know, whatever. So yeah, this is one that you could kind of pick from wherever, and anything had a shot, really.
Well, congratulations to Nathan Drake and the Uncharted franchise. What a killer set of games that we all all love here on this podcast that we've spent so much time with.
I love them, guys. They're great.
I wonder if how many times we've had a winner where one person's like, yeah, I don't know who this is.
I mean, I know who he is. I just never played the games.
And thank you for the creators. What is it? Bad dog or angry dog?
Naughty dog? Yeah,
well, no. Your hints on the Squadcast. Yeah.
Bad canine.
Bad canine. I love that sounds like the knockoff studio, like how you can always buy like bootleg DVDs on the streets of New York or something. Yeah.
We made the Charted canine series.
Charted.
All right. Well, that wraps up this bonus round episode. We do want to say thank you to everyone for joining us. As a reminder, make sure to check out our Patreon over at multiplayersquad.com. Join our free Discord and follow us on socials everywhere at Multiplayer Pod. And then, as always, we will have new episodes on Thursday and Saturday. And if you're curious to know what next Monday's episode will be, that is going to be a deep dive on the puzzle game Humanity, which just recently released. That was one of our legendary supporter picks, and that'll be a blast to talk about. So I think that wraps everything up. So thank you once again for listening, and until next time, happy gaming.
All right. See you, everybody.
See you, everybody.